Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about immeasurably more giving and using the example of God giving to us, the example of Jesus as he gave to all of those that he would encounter, and the example of God's Word that gives us direction, gives us instruction, gives us encouragement and comfort, gives us what we need. And so if we've spent the first part of this year here at Deer Run talking about immeasurably more, desiring that God would not just give us immeasurably more, but more importantly, that he would do immeasurably more in us and through us as we learn to grow in our trust of him and walk by faith. And part of that deals with this immeasurably more giving that he wants us to do. And it's about our money, but it's about so much more than our money. It's about our life. And today we're going to talk about more timely giving. And Proverbs 3, verse 28 says, "Do not say to your neighbor, 'Come back later, I'll give it tomorrow,' when you have it, when you now have it with you." This idea of giving more timely has to do with meeting a need at the time of the need, according to your ability, according to what God has enabled you to do. You look at this verse in Proverbs, it talks about a neighbor, someone close by, someone that, well, God says we ought to love our neighbor as ourself. And when Jesus redefined that or clarified it for a religious leader who wanted to justify himself, the answer was simply to go and be a neighbor. And so God says that when a neighbor asks for help, needs something from us, to not put him off, to not delay. If, and there's a big if in here, and sometimes I think we lose sight of that. If you have it with you now, if God has made it available for you to share. And sometimes we look at life and we're aware of needs that we're not currently equipped to meet. And God's not using his word and this verse specifically to beat us up over something that is beyond our control. But there are other times, and perhaps more common than we want to think, more common than we want to admit, when we could help. We're just likely to sit back and see if somebody else would. We could help, but we don't want to do so if we don't have to. And so we pause and we wait and we say, well, let's see what you can figure out. Let's see what somebody else does. Let's see if it's still a need tomorrow. Now, granted, there are times, I believe, that those are fair statements to help us evaluate whether something that doesn't appear to really be a need actually is. But rather than use that as an excuse, perhaps we should take a look at what God has made available to us, and if someone has need of it, maybe that's why God made it available. We live in this American culture where our DNA seems to be wired to accumulate. And so to use what God has given us to meet the needs of someone else seems, well, not natural. But for the Christian, it ought to be. And sometimes one of the greatest needs that we fail to give is the need for time. The need to have someone just listen. And we get our schedule so full and we get our schedule so packed with our stuff that when somebody says, "Do you have a moment?" We probably do. But our reaction tends to say, well, not right now. Can you come back tomorrow? Can you come back next week? It's an easy trap to get into because we're busy. And it's rare that we consider the needs of others more important than what we want. Now, God says we ought to consider the needs of others above our own, but we struggle with that. And so when someone asks if we have a moment, we look at our to-do list in our mind and we say to ourselves, "I really don't have time for this." And what we mean, if we were truly honest with ourselves, is I really don't think this is as important as what I want to do. Now, sometimes we're already in the midst of serving someone else. Sometimes we're in the midst of something that is critical. Sometimes we don't have the ability to just stop. But sometimes we do. And so we often look at verses like this and we kind of gloss over it because, well, it sounds like he's talking about our stuff. Again, that's part of it. And I think, boy, if somebody asks me for $20 and I have it with me, do I really have to give it to them? Well, that can be a complicated thing depending on why they want it and if it's really a need or just they want something and don't want to work for it. And so that's why we need God's help. We need His Spirit to enable us to have wisdom and discernment. But if the need is real, it's genuine, it's our responsibility to help if we can. Without the arguing and grumbling and complaining. But it's not, as I've said throughout this broadcast and throughout this week, it's not just about the money. And so we have to gaze even deeper into God's Word and realize that the greatest need that we had wasn't so much a financial cost to Jesus, but a life cost. So when we have the good news of Jesus, we have the gospel message, to give in a timely manner would say, I share it with people today. I don't wait until tomorrow. I don't put it off. I give when the time is right, And so we live life looking for those opportunities. We live life by the Spirit. Sometimes we give what's needed that's very different from what is being asked for. But we do that based on God's Word. We do that based on the leading of His Spirit, not based on our own selfishness or greed or hoarding tendencies or anything else that we might have. We look to God for the help. And so God's desire is that we would learn to give more, to give more timely, to be more deliberate, to be more observant, to be more responsive. And we do that, and perhaps the beginning point of doing that is being more aware of what God has made available. As we think about God doing immeasurably more than we can think or ask, perhaps we have immeasurably more available to us than what we even think. And so as we live life today and as we have opportunity, may we be aware of the needs that we can do something about. And may we be obedient in the moment as we represent Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, not delaying it, not hastening it, but at the right time, you gave what was needed. And so, Father, I pray today that you would give us wisdom as we encounter people with needs. May we know what you have made available to us for sharing. And may we know the time that is appropriate, that we would not be those that delay help when we're able to help, but that we would also not be those who hasten to help when help isn't really what's needed, not in the manner that we think. May we not take over that position of Savior, but may we be timely in our giving of our resources, of our time, of our abilities. May we judge accurately what you would have us to do in every situation. But Father, may we know what real help looks like. And Father, as we recognize the help that we've received from you, a help nobody else could give, a forgiveness of sin, a righteousness that is only found in Christ. And you freely give as we come to you, without delay, without a time period of waiting that says, let's see if you're serious about it, let's see if you really want to change, let's see whatever. And so, God, today, help us to be obedient to your Spirit, to your Word, to your direction. And as our neighbor needs help, as we choose to be a neighbor to the people that we encounter, may we have an awareness of not only what you would want us to do, but what you've enabled us to do. And God, today, may we be more intentional about giving in timely manners. And Father, as we do that, may we continually keep the message of Jesus at the center of what is the most timely. That the moment right now is all that we have for certain. And even it can be cut short. And so, Father, as we have opportunities to share our testimony, our story of Jesus in our life, may we not delay. May we not be those that say, I'll tell you later. But may we share Jesus freely. May we share Jesus in a timely manner. May we share Jesus in what we do and what we say and how we live and how we help. And so, God, today may our giving be more timely. And may that giving represent Jesus. So that as we lift Him up, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.